Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
Hour number three, Jimmy B and TC here on the Big Talker 1700. We'll take you up until 3 o'clock. And Jim, we talked some football. We've talked a little baseball today. Yep. We've talked even basketball, even though the NBA Finals are pretty dreadful. The news, though, in what matters most, and that is athletics in the Big Ten and Big 12 here. That's really where our base starts each and every day with Iowa and Iowa State. And the news of Thad Matta today, stepping away as head coach, we can say fired, right? I mean, he is resigning, but this was not his choice.
I think that they came to the conclusion that, hey, listen, you didn't really recruit anybody, and we're going to really suck, so why don't we make up this story that you're going to resign?
I don't know if it's quite that sinister. I think you're maybe going a little bit deeper. He's being let go. And he was given the opportunity to stay on after the season, hopeful, Gene Smith, the athletic director, that he would be able to bring in some talent here during the spring signing recruiting period, and that didn't happen, and here we are today in June with the decision being made. On Twitter, Hawkeye Haas sent me a name that I hadn't initially thought about, and it's a name that was part of speculation back during the NCAA tournament as jobs were becoming open, Steve Alford. Back to the Big Ten, a job that certainly will have the backing. Now, of course, on his way out of Iowa to New Mexico, he was talking about how, well, Iowa's just a football school and you can't win there. I don't think going to Ohio State would probably maybe get the backing that he'd be hoping for.
Look, I know how you feel about Alford. I think his temperament has changed a lot, and I think probably he might look at that job. For me, I think it'd be great if he took it. I mean, just look at the coaches that are in the Big Ten and how that would stir the Big Ten as far as getting even more excited about college basketball if he came back. Now, look, UCLA with the guys that he's bringing in and the guys that are left, they'll probably be an NCAA team.
Yeah, yeah.
They will be. It appears to me, after looking at some of the comments by Matta and Gene Smith, the athletic director at Ohio State, cupboard's pretty bare.
It is, yeah.
There's not much to work with.
They've lost a lot.
They have.
They have lost an awful lot there. You know, the one part of Alford is I felt like he was going to take the Indiana job. I thought he was going to get it. Part of that was the loudmouth from Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Dan Dockich going continually saying that it was going to happen. I believe Dockich, and well, that'll be the last time I fall into that trap, because usually what he's spouting is crap, and well, it turned out to be crap once again in this instance. But coupled with, I thought, after going through the ball experience in year number one.
Yes.
And knowing what the second ball brother coming in is talent-wise. He's not very good. He can shoot it. That's about it. He's not athletic. Can't handle it real well. He can shoot. He's not even top 150 player nationally.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Dad, that he was going to be very much looking to leave. But then you hear the stories that have come out here the last few weeks. Have you seen this? About LeVar's involvement inside the UCLA program. You know, we saw the one side of it as AAU team and some of the things. And there's a video of him coaching and you just are left shaking your head at some of the things he's saying. And all the dumb things he says when he goes on skips shows and he goes on coward shows, you know. He's out there doing his thing. I figured that would also carry over. But at least from the stories that I read, that wasn't. He was not going to UCLA practice.
No.
He wasn't putting his nose in the middle of
things.
Now, is that because, you know, his son was really good and he didn't have to? And will that be different this year when you're looking up? And what's the second one's name?
It's not LaMelo. That's the young
one. That's the youngest one, who's also very talented.
Yes, he is.
But this middle son that's coming in
as a
freshman,
just okay.
Right, and he's probably, I mean, he's a guy that'll play 8 to 12 minutes a game.
That's it.
His dad's also said he expects him to be one and done.
Yeah.
Well, you play 8 to 12 minutes a game and you're healthy.
You're not going to be one and done.
You're not a one and done player.
No.
If that'll be different. But initially, that was my thought process before I found out that LeVar really wasn't in the middle of things at UCLA.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that he would be more willing to jump. I don't know. The Alfords seem happy there.
Yeah, he seems happy.
Their sons have now gone through school.
Maybe
they would be willing to go through a jump here, but an interesting name. So appreciation there to Hawkeye Haas throwing that one out.
Okay.
One I initially hadn't thought about.
Some of the names, that, and this is like Ohio State insider wish list.
Mm-hmm.
When we have Ken Silverstein on Thursday, I'm sure he'll update us on this because he covers Ohio State. They got Brad Stevens, Tony Bennett.
Brad Stevens is...
he's not going anywhere. Yeah. Tony Bennett,
okay.
Jay Wright, Sean Miller at Arizona.
Leave Arizona to go to
Hudson. And Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan.
Come on.
All right. Can you give me the realistic list? Because that list is pretty far-fetched.
That is far-fetched.
Yeah, that's a
see,
good
here, here's what cracks me up about fans that are so close to the program. They only think in terms of their own program.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
They can't see the forest between the trees at all.
Well, that happens everywhere.
Yeah. I mean,
and that happens
things
that are much bigger than
Ohio State
basketball.
Yes.
You know, that happens. We saw a couple of times happen with Nebraska football, thinking they can hire whoever they want. Michigan football. Now, it ended up happening with Harbaugh the second time, but they had to go through some coaches to get to that.
Brady Hoke and the worst.
Right,
yes.
Right. I mean, it's not as simple as just lining up. Look at Indiana basketball,
what
they've gone through. Yeah, Archie Miller would have been the guy if he would have stayed at Dayton. Now, Ohio State has to go to the well and look again because Archie's not going to leave Indiana after a couple of months before coaching a game to take over Ohio State. You just don't do that, and that wouldn't happen there. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Certainly a lot of interesting things will come out coming up a little bit later on. Jimmy B, though, earlier in the show, we were talking over-unders for football.
Yes.
And you brought up something that I thought was interesting, and I thought maybe you were a little bit off on. You said that you feel like we know more about this Iowa State team than we do Iowa for this year. And I disagree with you. Offensively, absolutely, I agree.
Okay.
We know a lot more about
their offense,
what they're going to do.
Yep.
But overall, I think we still do know more about Iowa than we do about Iowa State. Because defensively, there's going to be the front seven's completely different.
Yes.
At Iowa State.
Right.
You got a quarterback over there now playing linebacker.
Yeah.
You know the name. We really don't know how that guy can play.
I know.
You got a bunch of JUCO guys coming in.
That's right.
All those guys, you look at the accolades, they look good, but we've seen plenty of JUCO All-Americans flame out and prove not to be able to play when they make the move up to the D1 level. So I think there are still more question marks overall with Iowa State when you encompass everything together.
Okay.
When you put it all together.
But my point that I was making is that, A, for Iowa, quarterback is up in the air, most important position on the field.
Yep. And we know Park. And Park's the guy for Iowa State.
Yeah, we know who the QB is.
Yep.
Second, wide receiver position, way up in the air.
Sure, but outside of a couple of years, it's never been a strength of Iowa, and they've been able to get by.
Right, but they've gotten by with it, but now it looks like it's even worse than for those seasons. On paper, at least that's what it looks like right now. So those were my two determining factors where you're up in the air on the most important position as well, which is quarterback.
But we know what Iowa's going to look like. You know,
they don't change. Their system, look, they got a new offensive coordinator. We know that. But they're still going to look like what Iowa looks like.
Yeah. Getting there might be different.
Yes.
The passing route tree is going to look different, but like I've told you before, I think it's going to be more. They're going to be moving back. You're going to see the quarterback waggle back. We didn't see the quarterback waggle.
Right.
We never saw it under Greg Davis. It was very, very difficult to see some of the old things. Deep crossing routes, we rarely saw that. Seam routes from the tight end. Yeah, the tight end production-wise, in terms of catches, really was actually about the same from O'Keefe to Davis, and people miss that. You think of Dallas Clark, and you think of Tony Moiaki, and on and on and on, all these great tight ends that they had. Production-wise, it's been about the same. The difference was, in O'Keefe's system, tight ends had an ability to go up and make plays down the field and also make yards after the catch. That was never the case. What did you see? You saw a tight end, he'd get a catch, be a four-yard stick route.
Exactly.
And he'd fall over, his linebacker's right behind him.
Yeah.
That's a difference in what O'Keefe wanted to do, though. He put those guys in space, try to split a safety, try to get over top of the linebackers, whatever it was. Though the numbers look very similar in terms of production, yards, touchdowns, plays down the field, that was a little bit different. Still, it's two different kind of just thought processes about how you're going to get there, what we know about Iowa. Mm-hmm. Iowa's going to be Iowa.
Yes.
What is Iowa State, though? We see offensively how good they could be.
Mm-hmm.
But defensively, what are they? I ask you, what
we don't know yet.
We don't know the guys, but what are they trying to do? Because they've been so bad at
times.
I mean, really bad.
Yeah.
What are they trying to do? What's the end game? Is it a pressure system? Is it, you know, covering everything up underneath and saying, hey, if you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us over the top? It's just difficult because they get beat so many different ways.
They do. They get beat. They get beat on the ground and in the air.
Right. What are they trying to do?
I think, Trent, if they could accomplish just one of those two to be somewhat successful and hope to outscore opponents, they would probably take that in a heartbeat. But to be honest with you, I don't know if they'll be able to put pressure on the opposing QB.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they can stop the opposing QB or running back. We don't know just because of all the different people that they will have on their defense. We know a couple of guys in the secondary, and we know they can play. But that's it.
Right.
That's all you got if you're Iowa State. Offensively, I think most Cyclone fans will tell you that, yeah, we're going to score points.
Sure.
They will. I mean, they should. If they, you know, those guys stay relatively healthy, they should score points. But they gotta figure out a way to at least get a stop or two. And not just be a sieve.
I mean, it kind of goes back to the games last year, you know, against Baylor. They get off to the big lead, and then you can't get any stops.
Right.
And it just, here they come.
Here they come.
And they keep coming.
Just
and they keep
blowing
coming.
Right through you.
They keep coming. And you're hopeful that these young guys are going to come in.
Mm-hmm.
But the other factor is, how quickly can you adapt?
That's the key.
You know, Matt Leo is a guy that we've heard a ton about. But is he going to be able to come in game one? Be ready to go? You don't know. And the other thing offensively, skill position-wise, they look to be in great shape. Parkey made a lot of ascension last year. But that offensive line, you know, they got a lot of new faces that are trying to fit in there. They got the fifth-year grad transfer coming in.
Mm-hmm.
David Dawson.
Yep.
You know, how is he going to fit? It's a lot of moving parts that are happening there. And though they made big improvements last year, some of those pieces are gone now.
Yeah.
And you're back to the drawing board once again, how you integrate things.
Yep. No DeMond Tucker.
And you find guys. And that's over, on the defensive side. Everybody.
Yeah.
And that front seven. Yeah. They don't have anybody back. Or front six, if you will.
Yeah.
Play the two linebackers.
Right.
It's different.
It is.
It's different. And, yes, there are question marks on both sides. But the question marks, I don't think there's been a year quite like this where...
For both teams, you
for
mean?
For both teams.
Yeah, I agree.
You feel like you got a handle. You couple it with, on the Iowa side, the schedule looks to be a bear. And on the Iowa State side, it does look manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something we've said very often with Iowa State.
No, that is true. That is true.
Most years, look at this grind that they go through.
Yep.
Well, now with Texas not being Texas anymore,
mm-hmm.
though you'd expect Harmon to get them better.
You would expect they'll be
still
pretty good.
Not
it's
Texas.
Not, it's not, yeah, it's yeah. not the overpowering Texas Longhorns.
Even Oklahoma. We know Oklahoma's good. We know they're talented.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to be the behemoth. I don't know if, you know, it was taken away what happened to them playoff a couple of years ago, last year against Ohio State.
Right.
But it's just not quite as scary. And then you continue to go through Texas Tech. That is an absolute tire fire down there.
That is.
You're not scared of Baylor anymore.
No, you're not.
You're not scared of TCU if you're Iowa State at this point.
Uh-uh.
As a whole, looks a whole lot more manageable for them.
I agree.
Plus, on top of you get Iowa at home this year, you got a lot of things working in your favor.
Yep.
I'm more confident about them being a team that can go. But this is finally what I wanted to get to. And maybe we'll save this when we have a little more time.
Okay.
Tomorrow. But the range of results. I feel pretty confident that Iowa State's going to win between 4 to 6 games.
Okay.
You know, a 3-win range. Where Iowa, there are days I could talk myself into this team being 10-2. That defense all coming together. They're the saltiest defense in the Big Ten. They figure out a quarterback and they win a bunch of 21-20 games.
Sure.
24-19, you know.
10-6.
Yeah, and get one of those in there.
Yeah.
Kind of like they did a couple years ago because
uh-huh.
we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I could talk myself into that. yeah, you're not going to beat Ohio State, but you could upset Penn State. Mm-hmm. They upset Michigan last year. Why can't they do it against Penn State?
Yep.
And on and on. But I can also come up with a scenario, and I've done this, where they're 3-9.
Yeah.
So I think the range for Iowa is a lot greater, and there's a lot more variance, and maybe that's why you get back to,
could be,
we don't really know.
Could be.
Because the variance is so wide with the Hawkeyes, where Iowa State, I think we're all kind of in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say they're going to get to six and win a bowl game, get to a
bowl game. Yep.
Maybe just a little bit short, but we're all in the same area.
Yeah.
Iowa, you could be all over the place.
You could be.
And you can come up with a realistic scenario where that comes
up. I'm good with that. Quickly before we go, Stats and Info just came out with this. Remember how we were talking about Ohio State and Thad Matta now gone as the head coach? Best win percentage by a head coach in Big Ten history, minimum 10 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Thad Matta, 740. Bo Ryan, 737. Bob Knight, 734. Tom Izzo, 712.
Pretty good company. Pretty good company. We'll come back on the other side. Tom Caker from Hawkeye Report's going to join us. A new recruit for the football team. Put a cap on the baseball season and more. Tom Caker next here on the Big Talker 1700.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Trust, quality, value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single-family and multifamily homes, tear-offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Tom's Auto Sales.
What sets us apart from all the other car dealerships in Des Moines is that we're the largest independent in Iowa. We sell more cars than any other independent in Iowa. And the reason we do is because we have cars from $5,000 to $20,000. At that price range, no one compares to us. If you're looking for a used car and you don't shop at Tom's Auto Sales, you are making a big mistake.
Tom's Auto Sales.
Hey, your new-to-you ride is here. At Tom's Auto Sales, you'll find great prices and the best selection of quality used vehicles around. And as Iowa's largest independent used car dealer, we can offer vehicles in the $5,000 to $6,000 range. 4 to 500 cars, trucks, and SUVs in stock. That's Tom's Auto Sales. Three locations just off 235 on East University Avenue and one location just south of 8035 on Merle Hay Road. Check us out at tomsautogroup.com. That's tomsautogroup.com.
Tom's Auto Sales.
You're excited about your new business. Now the challenge is to get everyone else excited about it too. Signature Sign and Graphics can help. No need for five different companies to provide you with window decals, bumper stickers, signs, and logo wall art. Signature Sign and Graphics does all that and more. See what Signature Sign and Graphics can do for your business. They're online at signsdsm.com and in real life at a new location right off Highway 141 in Grimes. That's just 5 minutes from the Urbandale Super Target. Call 402-SIGN, 402-SIGN. Signature Sign and Graphics.
This spring, Lowe's is helping you save big by offering great deals for all the projects on your to-do list. Add beautiful color to your landscape with select 12-pack annuals, now two for $16. And for soil to plant them in, get Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, now two for just $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid May 31st through June 5th. While supplies last, U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Jimmy B.
And TC for Draft House 50 on Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Hey, Draft House 50 has 47 big-screen TVs for great viewing of any game.
Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, you name it.
Hey, the Draft House 50 can get it, even cricket?
Craft House 50 has a sensational menu featuring specialty burgers, steak, salads, and so much more.
And on Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 a.m., it's brunch, which includes a terrific Bloody Mary bar.
The Draft House 50, a place for sports, great food, and drinks.
Draft House 50, Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Jim Brenson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio. Sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 3 o'clock here on a beautiful Monday in the capital city. Tom Kakert, Hawkeye Report, is our guest right now, and he joins us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Tommy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Well, let's kind of put a bow on the baseball season, Tom. Look, it was fun. It was highly entertaining. And maybe people now in the state of Iowa who are Hawk fans understand that there is baseball that is played at a high level at that school.
Yeah, and maybe they'll realize that because, you know, there's no other high-level college baseball, you know, in terms of D1 schools in the state of Iowa.
Right.
Iowa has... Rick Heller's done a terrific job. I mean, you look at two NCAA tournaments in the last couple of years, and they play great. They play a fun brand of baseball. They're entertaining, especially this team. The way they hit the ball was I thought made it pretty special, just because they had the, you know, Chick Stigg, the long ball, and they had that guy with Jake Adams, you know, who hit another one. I mean, he's just, it's just such a fun season, and, you know, you enjoy it while you can, because now, you know, in a week or so, they're going to be the MLB draft, and now you'll retool a whole team probably after those results come in.
Yeah, going to be certainly a different look out there, but a lot of young talent will be coming back. They hopefully will welcome back who was expected to be their ace this year in C.J. Eldred, a name that many Hawkeye fans will certainly know with his dad. Cal, you look at what he has been able to build, what Coach Heller has been able to build. The sustainability looks to be in pretty solid footing going forward, and a chance to create even more of this excitement going forward. How much more can they build on this? Can this be something that becomes a pretty consistent, you know, springtime niche where people get excited each and every year about Hawkeye baseball?
Yeah, I think they're going to be perennially in the Big Ten tournament and perennially in the mix to make it into the NCAA tournament. You know, one of the things that is interesting in talking to Coach Heller is, you know, their RPI kind of stunk it up a little bit this year. Otherwise, they probably would have been in with their record regardless of what happened at the Big Ten tournament. And part of it is those midweek games that you like to schedule against schools, you have to be within like kind of a three-hour radius. And there's just not a lot of high-level baseball within a three-hour radius of Iowa City, Iowa. Mm-hmm. There's just not. And it's extraordinarily difficult for him to get some of those games scheduled and be able to play those games against top-level competition. So I think that's one of the things maybe he does is maybe beef up that the pre-conference schedule a little bit more. I think he kind of took back a little bit this year because he knew he had a little bit of a younger team, a rebuilt team, that he wanted to get the feet wet a little bit. And I think he'll take a different approach from here on out.
Tom Kakert is our guest on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Tom, when he was on our show, was that what now, week and a half ago, Trent, right in there?
Yep.
Trent asked him at that time, would he listen to other offers? He's going to listen. He's got to listen. If somebody offers him $500,000 a year, does he make that jump?
Maybe. I wouldn't blame him either.
He's
been in the business for a long time. He's in his early 50s, right? I think he's like 52.
Yes, early 50, yep.
Early 50.
He's got a lot of baseball left in him.
Yeah, but you're also looking for that. I think he's got one. A friend of mine told me a while back and knows Rick real well, said he's probably got one more move in him. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be careful. I don't think he's just going to jump at cash. But if it's the right situation and the money's right, I could see him leaving. and that'd be too bad, because I think Rick is the perfect fit for Iowa and for the University of Iowa. I think he's just perfect for the program.
Well, Tom, the baseball season in the books as Houston gets them last night, 7-5. One of the big takeaways, I talked to Jim about this at the top of the show, is the difference between watching the Big Ten tournament. It's by the end, just who's got enough left in the tank to get through it. But even at the regional sites, you got to have a lot of quality depth in that pitching staff. Is that something that you can build at Iowa and the Big Ten in general? Because, I mean, you look at Houston, they're bringing kids out of the bullpen that are throwing 96. Iowa doesn't have anything like that laying around. You know, is that the difference? And is it realistic that Iowa, maybe not at that level, but at least could be up there where year in and year out they can go to regionals and expect to compete? Because that seemed to be the big difference to me.
Yeah, it was, you know, that kid from A&M the other night that could throw 97 easily. I mean, it's ridiculous. And they were talking about, well, he had control issues during the season. Yeah, but he throws 97.
Right,
you know,
right.
It's just the luxury that Iowa doesn't have. They'll find some guys that can throw in the low 90s, and that's pretty much it. I mean, I think Blake Hickman probably touched 95 sometimes during his career when he was really going, but that's about the last guy that I can remember that threw like that. They've got to find the pitching, but you got to have depth too, because those tournaments, God, they're just such a meat grinder for pitching staff.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be good about, you know, not overworking an arm, you just have to be so careful with young arms today. So that's the other risk you have. You've got to have enough guys, but enough guys that can throw those innings in those crazy games that are, you know, like last night running late. I think last night when you look at that game, though, if Mason McCoy or Jake Adams gets a base hit,
mm-hmm.
the base is loaded in the fifth inning, I think it's a different, just completely different game. But you know, they had the absolute two guys up that you want up from the Iowa perspective.
Right.
Neither of them could come through in that big spot. And that's if they score two more runs there, I think Houston's probably done.
Tom, this is a team that a lot of these guys are coming back. So
yeah,
where do you see this team the next season, now that people at least got somewhat excited about them?
I want to see which guys are coming back.
Okay.
First, you know, if for some reason Jake Adams comes back,
uh-huh.
boy, they've got to be the favorite for the Big Ten next year, I would think. But if he's not back, if Cropsley's not back, then you've got Holt to your best hitter and, you know, a really, really, really good defensive catcher who caught fire with his bat late in the year. Those will be missing. You're going to be missing McCoy. So they're going to have some holes to fill next year, but they've got plenty of talent coming in, but it's a younger team again. I bet Rick kind of dips into the JUCO market again here in the mm-hmm. spring, just to see what's out there and see if he can find a couple players.
You think maybe he'd get lucky again and find some guy who was supposed to play in the in Dakota and then just show up at Iowa and hit 29 home runs?
I think that's a once-in-a-lifetime. I'm just going to go on a limb and say it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that. And I'll guarantee you that Rick would, I don't know if you guys asked him this, but Rick would guarantee and tell you he thought Jake Adams might be able to pound some balls, but he never saw this coming.
No, absolutely
yeah.
not. Nobody could have saw the season that he put forward. Well, Tom, we now move over to a time of year where you're talking a lot of football recruiting. Iowa picks up another commitment over the weekend, a cornerback from a pretty good place throughout the years, Erie. Tell us about Terry Roberts, the newest Hawkeye football commit.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool story because he's been working out with Jovan Johnson,
mm-hmm.
who was actually at a different high school than Erie Cathedral Prep. But Erie Cathedral's where Bob Sanders and Ed Hinkle went to. And Jovan was at Mercyhurst, another school in Erie. But he's been working out with them and knows Bob Sanders, so it's kind of a great fit. Let's hope it turns out to be a a good fit for Iowa down the road. He develops into a player. If he comes anywhere close to as good as Jovan or Bob Sanders was, this is the steal of the century.
Yes, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. A little more recruiting with you, Tom, on the football side of things. Max Dugan, a kid from over in Council Bluffs. I've seen him play both baseball and football a couple of different times. Love this kid's ability from the get-go, and now the big boys are starting to get involved. We know the Midwest regional teams have been there. The latest a Penn State offer, I think I saw today, also Nebraska, has come along with an offer as well. This guy has a chance to be maybe one of the highest regarded quarterbacks we've ever seen come out of the state of Iowa.
Yeah, there's the list of highly regarded quarterbacks coming out of the state of Iowa is a short one. It's just not a lengthy list.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of somebody, maybe like a Ryan Driscoll or somebody that was in the like 80s that was kind of highly recruited.
Sherman had a couple of decent offers, didn't he?
Yeah, I think maybe he did, but I don't think it was much beyond maybe like a Big Ten school, maybe Minnesota offered.
Right, yeah, I think that's kind of what it was, the upper Midwest regionals. And then, of course, you have Kyle Orton. So that's where Max Dugan's shooting after. And boy, with the Penn State offer even before his junior season, I think he might surpass Orton.
Yeah, and now Nebraska's in there. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think Iowa's in pretty good shape with him. I think they've done their work, and they were in early, and they were on him early and identified him early. So I think they're in pretty good shape. But that kind of validates, again, their scouting, their evaluation, and the fact that they were smart to get in there early and throw out that offer to him. And now we'll see where it goes. We have to remind ourselves he's a 2019 kid, so he's got a long way to go before he can even, a year from now he can take an official visit. But, he can't sign until that following December at the earliest.
Yeah, we got a long ways to go to get to that point. How about for this year's class? Iowa always likes to bring in one quarterback, it seems, each and every season. They don't have a commitment yet, and, in today's day and age, that's a little bit nerve-wracking. I know they've had some guys on campus for camps. What's the latest quarterback recruiting for next season before we get to the Max Dugan year?
There was a kind of an interesting kid that was in this weekend that got a story up on Will Levis, a quarterback out of Connecticut, and he looks like he's right out of Iowa quarterback central casting, a big kid, 6'4", 220, can sling it, mobile enough, he won't be confused with Brad Banks, but he's mobile enough. And it's just Iowa finds that typical. This is like Ken O'Keefe central casting for an Iowa quarterback.
Right.
So they haven't offered yet, but looks like maybe they're thinking about it. So I think that might be the guy that I think they're going to zero in on one guy and probably have some sort of agreement in place that, hey, if we extend the offer, are you going to accept it? Get it over and done with fairly quickly.
Tom, what about the kid that was committed to Wisconsin? Jim, did you see the story a couple weeks ago? A kid that was committed to Wisconsin, a Wisconsin kid, said on Twitter he was excited he got an offer from Georgia. He didn't change his commitment status. And then Wisconsin dropped him. Said, we no longer have room for you, because he tweeted out he received an offer from Georgia. Explain that situation if you can, and any involvement from Iowa from what you've heard, Tom?
Iowa was involved with him early in the process, and he ended up picking Wisconsin. Now, Wisconsin had, at that point, had two quarterback commitments, so it's maybe a little easier for Wisconsin to say, hey, we're done with you because you did that. But I think they were, it just kind of tells me they were looking for a reason to dump the kid.
Mm-hmm.
His name's Ben Bryant. He's out of the Chicago area, and he's a very talented quarterback, but Iowa just hasn't re-engaged at this point from what I've seen. So we'll see what happens. But at this point, they haven't gotten back involved. But it's an odd story because, with all the controversy about Iowa's stance on taking visits to other places, this is more egregious than anything if you're going to just dump the kid because he tweeted that Georgia offered him. As every kid does when they offer it.
You get that all the time. You get that all the time.
Hashtag blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed.
Yeah, I'm blessed. Hey, I'm blessed. I'm blessed to work with Trent. I don't tweet it out.
You should. You should. Every single day. Hashtag blessed.
Why not? Why wouldn't you tweet that out?
You know, look, people don't understand that schools can be nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw what Bill Snyder did at K-State. Oh. I mean, schools can be nasty. I mean, that's... Unfortunately, it's a part of the recruiting process.
Yeah, that was what Bill Snyder did was extra nasty.
Oh, it was.
In my book. I mean, that's just being a bitter, cranky old man. And thank goodness Gene Taylor did the right thing and kind of talked him out of this craziness and gave that kid his release, because that was, I mean, to even block him from going to like a D2 school AIE school, I mean, that's just ridiculous. Then you're just being petty. And good for K-State for having a smart person in charge, I guess.
Right. Speaking of that, the other big news, and I know that you've seen this, is at Ohio State with Thad Matta stepping down. Your thoughts on that, and how do you think they're going to react to that? Where do you think they're going to go?
It's crazy because, you know, a couple months ago at the end of the season, Gene Smith, the athletic director, gave him the dreaded vote of confidence. He said, everything's good. And then they missed a recruit for the 2018 class, decommitted, a highly rated player from the state of Ohio, basketball player, decommits, opens things up. And then you had Jaquan Lyle leave. And all of a sudden, panic in the streets, and now he's, and Dean Smith, to his credit, I mean, a lot of ADs would have danced, but he said, I don't know, it's recruiting. Just killing him in recruiting. And, you know, that story that was out there a little while ago about Thad, you know, somebody said that was recruiting negatively against Ohio State and said that Thad Matta was going to die and the kid shouldn't go there. I mean, that's as bad as I've ever heard of a recruiting, and I've heard some bad ones, but to say a coach was going to die and that's why you shouldn't go there is just, wow, that's another level.
Well, next up for Thad Matta down the road after Ben Jacobson leaves, you and I, he can go where all kinds of Buckeye coaches have been. Northern Iowa and finish out his career there. Eldon Miller was there. Yeah, we've seen it happen before, right?
Yeah, could happen. We'll see.
Well, Tom, we will let you go. Next week when we talk, it will be that time. It will be time for an annual tradition unlike any other in the summertime
Iowa. Whoa. You mean I have to do some studying?
You do, Jim. You have a week to prepare.
Oh, my God.
It is our mock PTL draft coming up next week with Tom Kakert.
God, Tom. Tom, send me something privately via email, okay, so I know what the hell I'm talking about.
You never do.
First pick is Cordell Temple.
Depends on, yeah.
Second pick, Dale Jones.
Dale Jones.
You're in good shape.
Jones.
I can take that McCaffrey kid who's playing baseball.
There you go. There's another one
for
you.
I'll take
that's
him.
Three.
Yeah. I'm off to a good start.
We're going to stick Jim with a team that none of those guys are going to play.
It'll just be you versus me, Tom. That'll be okay.
How it was last year anyway.
It was. Very true. Very true. Our team's dominated Jim's. It's easy. Tom, enjoy yourself. We will be talking again soon. HawkeyeReport.com, and a busy time for you guys with a lot of football recruiting going on.
Yep. Thanks for having me on again, guys.
Okay,
always enjoy
Tom.
It.
See you, buddy. Take it easy. Sure. Tom Kakert, Hawkeye Report. Always the great info. If you're a Hawk fan, that's the site. Jimmy B and TC, it's the Big Talker, 1700.
Afternoons, we talk sports on 1700 with Jimmy B and TC, Des Moines' savviest sports duo on the Big Talker, 1700 KVGG.
Hi, folks. Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, service, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
This is Rob Doheny with Next Generation Realty. Welcome to the best real estate market since 2008. Why pay those overpriced 5, 6, or 7% commissions? Next Generation Realty offers a flat fee as low as $39.90, and you get top exposure on Zillow, Trulia, plus all the services of a licensed real estate broker. The results speak loudly. We've saved our home sellers over $35 million. Call Next Generation Realty first. 224-9900. Thousands.
Menards is your one-stop home improvement center, and now during our construction sale, you'll save big on everything for your home. From lumber to lights, doors to floors, paint to power tools, Menards has it all. Cut big jobs down to size with a Pegasus folding work table from Works. It features easy-to-use quick clamps to hold work securely. It also converts into a sawhorse and folds flat for easy storage. Only $99. Now during Menards construction sale.
Save big money at
Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. This week, get a $5 gift card when you spend $20 on select summer snacks like Nature Valley granola bars or Capri Sun. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials. Target run and done. Running low on the stuff you need? Time for a Target run. Get Tostitos chips, dips, and salsas just $3 each. And Pampers Swaddlers diaper super packs just $24.29. Get everyday low prices on everyday essentials. Target run and done. Prices good through June 10th, 2017. Pricing and availability may vary. Restrictions may apply.
This spring, Lowe's is helping you save big by offering great deals for all the projects on your to-do list. Keep your lawn neat and tidy with a Black & Decker 20-volt cordless electric string trimmer and edger, now for just $59. And take some time to kick back and relax with the Garden Treasure Severson 4-piece patio set, now for just $248. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Patio set offer valid through 6/5. Trimmer offer valid through 6/29. While supplies last, U.S. only.
1700 KBGG backs the blue, and we'd like you to back them too. Each week, go to our website at 1700kbgg.com and nominate an officer who does an outstanding job. Tell us why that officer deserves a special salute. We'll select an officer weekly, share their story online and on the air, and present them with a special certificate. And bring their department some Brugger's bagels. Help back the blue at 1700kbgg.com.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
It's baseball season, and if you're looking for a place to go for all the MLB games, make it Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Cubs, Twins, Royals, White Sox, Cardinals, even the Brew Crew, or an out-of-market game. Draft House 50 has you covered with the MLB Extra Innings Package. Upscale bar food, an amazing beer selection, and on the weekends, brunch and Bloody Mary Bar every Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Draft House 50 Mill Civic Parkway in West Des Moines.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi Gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
For us, 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
Back to the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. It's Jimmy B and TC.
Final segment, everybody, here on a gorgeous Monday. It's been a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Got a little golf in over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Ooh, it was pretty hot and sticky yesterday.
How did you swing them?
Not bad. Not bad. Didn't have a heart attack, which was good.
Course record?
92 degree heat. With a heat index, it was over 100.
92 degree heat, 92-year-old man, and you shot a 92.
No, better than that.
Better than that?
Yeah.
Oh, you just played 9, so that's pretty good.
Actually, it was a putt-putt course.
Okay.
What do you got on your big calendar tonight on the big screen?
Oh, let's see. I'll have the hockey on.
Yeah.
Watch the hockey. Who you like tonight?
I like Nashville again.
You do?
Yeah.
Going back to the chalk. You went away from the chalk in the NBA Finals, and now you're not feeling very good
about it. No, I'm feeling like a real bozo, yeah. So I better go back.
So Chalky Brinson's going to be even more chalky?
I'm back again, yeah, I am. Look, when we had Danger in here, hardcore Penguin fan,
yeah,
he even picked Nashville tonight.
Yep.
So
I think he's hedging his bets.
Yeah, he is. Yeah,
I do that from time to time.
Do you really?
Well,
you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I'll take this team because...
Pick the other team.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then if you're right, well, I saw it coming, and if right, hey, your team won.
Yeah.
How great
is
that?
Yeah.
I think that was a little bit what Danger was doing.
But I'm staying with Nashville. I want to see, and this is maybe one of the attractions of at least the NHL playoffs, or at least the finals right now with Nashville in, is that they don't announce who's going to sing the anthem.
It is fun, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
So you're going to tune in at the beginning of the game. Even if you're not a hockey fan, you probably want to see, well, which star is going to walk out from behind the curtain.
Right.
You know, is it box number one, box number two, box number... Who is it?
Randy Travis?
Ooh. I don't know if that would happen.
No?
I mean, Danger said he wanted to go old school.
Yeah. He was talking about Dolly Parton.
Yeah. Willie.
Yeah. Hank Jr. is coming back and singing Monday Night Football.
I saw that.
Does that get you fired up? Are you a Hank Jr. fan? Are you ready for some football?
I did like the song.
You did?
I did.
Did you
think that was cheesy too?
I did, even as a little kid.
Jeez.
And that's when it came out. I was a little kid.
Are you ready for some football?
It just felt so hokey.
No, it set you up for the game.
Yeah.
You know, and then he was a bozo with the things that he said, but I'm past that now. I'm okay with Hank. It's all right. He hadn't done anything goofy for a long time, so yeah, give him a second chance. Why not? Why didn't you care for, I mean, they rewrote the song because it was All My Rowdy Friends Are Coming Over Tonight.
Right.
So they rewrote the song for that.
You want to hear it?
Sure, yeah, I always loved it. I did. I waited. I used to play it. I used to turn it up when it would start.
That doesn't surprise me.
Go! Man, this is good.
Jets. Those Jets games?
Yep.
Well, it's Monday night and we're ready to strike. Our special forces are in full flight. We're coming by air and on the ground. Monday night football's taking over the town.
Tell me, Hank.
We gotta get ready. We gotta get right. It's gonna be a battle in the NFL tonight.
Hey, yo, this is the best part. Are you ready for some football? Turn it up!
Get ready! Go. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah!
On Monday night, it's ready to go!
Testify!
Yeah. This is Rockin' Randall Hank with a special alert for the nation!
Now we're talking country music.
Here come the hits, the bangs, the blocks, and the spikes. Cause all my rowdy friends drop in on Monday night.
Yeah. Let it fly! Now this didn't get your diapers moving? What?
No, not at all.
How could that not? That's a rocking song. How could that not get you ready for the game?
It felt hokey. I didn't like country music growing up.
Yeah.
That was also
I'm not a big country fan, but I do like some of the stuff that rocks like that. You know, I can't do I dream my dog died down by the river.
I'm fine with that one.
I drank 24 six-packs, and then I passed out. I can't do that. I can do all my right friends are here for Monday night. I can do that.
1989 is when it came to Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Long time.
1989. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a nine-year-old, that's what I would have been in 89. Oh boy, this sucks.
And it didn't do it for you.
No.
What, you want like AC/DC?
89, no, I would have been more probably NWA. I don't think they probably would have been able to make it past the censors at ABC.
I don't think that would have happened, no.
Let's see, what else was I into? 89, well, I had quite the cross-section of music that I liked back then.
Okay.
Time. I liked a lot of rap.
Okay.
But I also liked the pop stuff of the time.
Sure.
So New Kids on the Block.
Oh, New Kids guy.
Exactly. You probably were too. It's like you were an old man.
Were you Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch too?
Oh, they are good. Marky Mark was a stud. Don't call Mark Wahlberg Marky Mark.
He doesn't like that at all. Now that he's a big time actor. No. Marky Mark didn't really exist.
The Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
What a time. What is the most asinine time period that you've lived through? Because now looking back,
yeah,
I still have a soft spot. There's all periods you look back, you like look at your clothes, you're like, oh my God, you know, there's
sure.
those kind of things.
Yeah, I still have white shoes.
But the mid-90s was awful.
Yeah, it was.
It was bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
From some of the music, you know, after you get past, I'm a grunge fan,
sure.
like grunge. After the grunge.
I wasn't a grunge guy.
Sure, and I understand that. You know, again, timing, that's all well and good. But some of the music from that time is just really, really bad. The clothes, this is when I was in high school, and looking back, like, good God.
Jeff tweeted at me.
Wearing pastel jeans?
Yeah.
What is this all
hey,
about?
I had jeans with pinstripes.
Yes. Yeah, what
yeah,
were we doing?
I
what an awful time.
Jeff tweeted at me, I bet you were a big Air Supply guy.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
Nice job, Jeff. That's good. Oh, man. Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
You were not an Air Supply fan?
No.
I find it hard to believe. I could see you going out to the dance floor.
I'm lying alone with my head on the phone.
You're at Denny Arthur's?
Oh, man. This is not happening.
Grab a lady by the arm.
It's not happening.
Got a special song going out to you from Jimmy B.
Oh, God. Help me.
He's all out of love.
Now, if you saw me in my parachute pants, I could throw down. Give me Hammer and Too Legit to Quit.
See, this is the rap that you like.
Done.
Much like your country love of Big and Rich.
Yeah.
Hammer.
Give me stuff.
And Vanilla Ice.
Give me stuff that rocks.
Most of the things that I could play, that I would like to play, can't be played without an edited version. And, well, I don't have time for that right now.
Oh, come on. You could certainly play. Give me a taste of Hammer.
No, it's so bad, Jimmy B.
Oh,
it's
God.
So bad. This
is
back to the period.
We just played Air Supply.
I would take Air Supply 10 times out of 10 over Hammer.
See, I liked those parachute pants because you could let the boys breathe.
Oh, Jim, with that, we are out of time.
We're done.
What a way to finish.
Well, back tomorrow, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. This was a disaster here at the end. Enjoy the hockey.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm taking the Preds tonight. Cubs also.
There you go.
Maybe parlay them together.
Ooh.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Back at it at noon. Jimmy B and TC from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studios.
1700K BGG is the big talker in Des Moines. With Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3. Sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Trust. Quality. Value. Just some of the words that have been used by Wolf Construction Roofing customers to describe their experience. Wolf Construction Roofing works on residential and commercial roofing, including single family and multifamily homes, tear offs, specialty roofing, and gutters. Wolf Construction has grown into a roofing machine that installs and re-roofs nearly 2 million square feet of roofing each year. Wolf Construction has been given the Super Service Award from Angie's List and is accredited with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today for your free estimate. Wolf Construction Roofing, 515-216-3643. That's 515-216-3643. And online, wolfconstruction.net.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries, this is Dion. How can I help you?
Hey, Dion, I need an oil change.
Oh, what kind of oil do you need?
Conventional.
Well, we have a special on 5 quarts of Valvoline for $23.99.
Wow, that's a great deal.
It runs real clean. It protects against cold starts, heat, and wear.
Perfect.
Sign up for Speed Perks, and you can save even more.
Okay, will do.
Now at Advance Auto, get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purolator filter for just $23.99. See store for details. Also at participating Carquest Auto Parts stores.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet installation. Clearing out furniture? Free. Ripping out old carpet? No charge. Hauling it away? On the house. No hidden fees, just free installation on carpet $699 or more. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Unique specialty items and requirements may be priced separately. Not valid in all markets. See HomeDepot.com for details. Offer ends June 7th.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? When floodwaters reach your door? When wildfires are engulfing the edge of your neighborhood? Or an earthquake is destroying buildings? When a tornado is tearing through town? Or a hurricane strikes? Or is the best time, perhaps, today? During a disaster, you may not be able to stay in touch with your family or friends as easily as you think. And it's not always as simple as using your cell phone. That's why now is the time to take action. Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate.